This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Colorado hopes investing in an innovative tool to monitor wastewater will pay off in giving an early warning about the future spread of COVID-19. When the pandemic hit, some Colorado universities and water treatment agencies started taking wastewater samples and sending them to labs for analysis. Testing wastewater from dorms and then testing students allowed the University of Denver to quickly isolate infected students. Corrine Langsfeld helps lead DU's COVID-19 response efforts.
It works. I mean, it definitely is a case study, I think, of exactly how to control spread.
The state health department hopes to have as many as 40 wastewater utilities join a statewide network to give officials an early lead on identifying outbreaks. Pueblo County officials are backing down on any support for nuclear energy after saying last year that the technology could replace the local coal-fired power plant. CPR's Miguel Otarola has the story.
County officials were criticized by some residents last year after saying that nuclear energy was the only way to replace the Comanche Generating Station if it were to close this decade. County Commissioner Chris Wiseman now says they may have spoken too soon.
Sometimes we're wrong. We step out. We make a mistake. We stepped out too quick on this particular issue, and we did not vent the community in the way that we should have, and now we're trying to do that.
He says the county is no longer advocating for any technology to replace Comanche. Instead, he is leading a new group that will consider all possible alternatives. I'm Miguel Otarola, CPR News.
You can find these stories and more at cpr.org. In Colorado Springs, it is 2 degrees and partly cloudy. The high today will be 19 and the low tonight will be -3.